Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You can come down and hang out with us. ForkFest is a much more low-key event than the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so check it out, ForkFest.party. With you in our remote studio today, it's Aria.
Speakless Mountain here.
And Captain Pickett.
And we're talking about the five stages of totalitarianism here, and the last one that we've been talking about is stage four, the crisis.
The crisis.
That's where some catastrophic event happens, or some seemingly catastrophic events, or numerous. Like, in the UK, they're calling it in the European Union, they're calling it the perma-crisis.
Right.
The world in which we're in now. I mean, we're just perpetually in crisis. I would argue that if you're perpetually in crisis, you're not in crisis at all.
Well, Hitler used a state of emergency to justify his clampdown on February 27th, 1933. The Reichstag went up in flames. In response, Hermann Göring, Minister of the Interior, ordered a raid on communist headquarters, allegedly for evidence of sedition and a communist plot to attack public buildings.
And this is why I love the quote, documentary Zeitgeist, right, because it has so much good information in it. But they state as though it's as historical fact that the Nazis themselves burned down the Reichstag building, and, you know, it was a false flag to justify blaming the raiding the communist headquarters and all that. There's some evidence to suggest that, certainly, but it's not the airtight argument. Like, Zeitgeist states it as fact. And sure, I wouldn't put it past them. It sounds like something they would do. Mm-hmm. But it's just speculation to suggest that.
Well, and one thing that they do point out is that that is the pattern. So remember the Maine. Does everyone remember the Maine? I remember the Maine.
Was that the World War One ship that was sunk?
The Maine, the Lusitania, like one thing after another, where it was all... None of these were straightforward reasons to go to war. But boy, that is what happened.
Well, this particular crisis in Hitler's mind was the signal for seizing complete control. On February 28th, the cabinet abolished freedom of speech, assembly, privacy, and the press.
That's very similar to what happened here in regard to the freedom of assembly was abolished during COVID-19.
Yes.
Your right to assemble in crowds of greater than 10, like here in New Hampshire, was abolished.
Your freedom of religion, gone.
Yep, you couldn't go to church in some states. I think New Hampshire was one of the ones where you couldn't go to church. We did go to church here in Keene. I went to church for the first time in like 2 decades because the government told me I couldn't.
Right.
And, I mean, we also protested the you can't hang out in crowds of more than 10 on the day, on the night, the very moment the governor's orders went into action there in Keene. There we were, openly in Central Square, rebuking those orders and standing our ground. And, you know, our right to assembly was never taken away as a result of the COVID-19 lockdowns by Governor Sununu, but that was just the 15 of us or so, however many there were there in Keene.
Yeah.
For everyone else who isn't willing to stand up for their rights, they just lost those rights. The right to assembly, the right to go to religion, all of that just went away because they weren't willing to stand up and fight for it. But what we proved is that if you are willing to stand up and fight for it, like the Jews in New York who carried on with their huge funerals and all this stuff, they didn't lock down, they didn't listen.
There was there was one church, I can't remember their name, but in Canada, of all places, where they enacted all of the same lockdown sorts of things, and they defied those orders and held their church services anyway. So there were a few, you know, lanterns of freedom, you know, that were saying, hey, this is not cool, and we're going to exercise our rights, whether you like it or not.
That's what it takes. I mean, the government doesn't want to acknowledge your rights, right? It's just not what they want to do. They want to control you. They want to tyrannize you. They want to violate your rights.
And anyone who's seen the effort that they put into taking complete control of our education and of the media, you have to remember how obvious it is that what we believe matters this much. The reason that they didn't enact every possible thing against terrorists, against the domestic population after 9/11, is that the people weren't quite willing to put up with that. So it took a whole nother crisis before they start using those laws against their own population.
Yep.
And the fact that we reached a point where, okay, no, at this point, this many people will absolutely refuse what you're giving us, is why they finally stop and back off 2 inches. yeah. and wait for the next crisis.
But government has never, humanity has never created a weapon that it did not use. Yeah. And governments never gave themselves authority that they did not use. That's important to remember. They may not abuse that power today. You know, whatever legislation it is they're passing at the moment. But give them 10 or 15 years. They're writing it for a reason. They're playing the long game. Long enough for our outrage, for the libertarian outrage, outrage about the FEMA camps and 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Long enough for our outrage to just dissipate and be forgotten about.
Nope.
Then they come out like all those things that libertarians said 20 years ago. Oh, crap, that's coming to pass.
But, and it always gets determined by how much people put up with.
Yep.
If they say, no, I won't comply to this, well, then that's where the line is.
But evidently, I mean, they'll comply with a lot. So that's the crisis stage. And when they're afraid, they'll comply with even more. That's what COVID-19 yeah. taught me. Even among libertarians here in New Hampshire, free staters, so terrified of COVID-19 that the principles of liberty and non-aggression were just thrown out the window. Suddenly, oh, no, no, we need a government, and it's fine if they want to force people to get these vaccines. People I know and have respected for years,
yeah.
suddenly indistinguishable from full-blown statists.
Mm-hmm. And when these crises happen is when you can either choose to grow the hell up and run your own life, or you can listen to this so-called authority who tells you how they want your life run, and you'd better do it or else.
It just shows you how good they are at using fear as a motivator.
Yeah.
They're very good at it. They trigger hundreds, thousands, millions of people simultaneously with their fear tactics. All you can do as a human being is learn to recognize these particular symptoms. Learn to recognize what's happening and when it's happening. And if you don't, you're going to get what you saw, which is freedom-loving people who otherwise would be principled acting in a fearsome way.
That was by far the saddest thing about COVID-19 is that, you know, these crises, that's when it matters for a person to stick to their principles. That's when it's most important. It's easy to be a libertarian when everything's fine and dandy rolling around. But yep. when you have a crisis situation and you're like, you got to choose at that point between principle and selling out. A lot of these people chose to just sell out. And that's tragic to me. It makes it impossible for me to ever trust them again if there's another crisis. Like, okay, well, even if they come along, like, you know what, guys, I was wrong. You know, COVID-19, I've learned, was not that big a deal. We shouldn't have ever tried to force people to get these vaccines. Even if they were to come along and say that, I wouldn't be able to trust them not to do it again the next time they were afraid. The ones I trusted was like, you know what? I am afraid, but I still respect your rights to not get this vaccine. And those were exceedingly rare, even among libertarians.
Yeah, the crisis point is where it stops being a totalitarian tiptoe. Usually it's creeping authoritarianism, and then suddenly you have this opportunity where, like, which do you believe? Do you believe in liberty? Do you believe that people can make their own decisions and that they will be better decisions because people made them, or not?
So what is stage five?
Stage five,
we've been talking about the five stages of totalitarianism.
Stage five is purges, genocide, and total control. Because, I mean, how else is totalitarianism going to end, right?
Your
goal is total control.
I would suggest that's probably stage six or stage seven. I mean, there's a huge gap between the crisis. Like, even at the height of the COVID-19...
Oh, that very much depends. So if the Reichstag burning and that offering the crisis point had been resisted, if they'd said, well, that's scary, but it's not scary enough to put the National Socialists in charge, well, then they would have had to push that off a little bit longer.
I mean, I don't disagree, but to suggest that the burning of the Reichstag was the crisis that led to, you know, the Holocaust. No, I think there were several other little steps between the major crisis and the genocide that came about as a result.
Sure, and it seems to be a repeatable pattern if you look at, you know, governments historically, especially totalitarian ones. Purges, genocide, and total control. Using the crisis of the fourth stage as an excuse, the totalitarian government now seizes absolute control over the lives of its citizens. The regime overcomes the enemies of stages three and four. It begins brutally enforcing its version of utopia and ideology on the populace. The stage also sees the greatest atrocities committed against the populace because resistance to the totalitarian regime has been crushed. The people are defenseless and demoralized. Nothing stands between the regime and its victims. This stage involves mass killings as the regime liquidates any remaining enemies.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And, of course, we are here until July the 3rd. The fireworks show is on July the 3rd, actually, so that's going to be interesting. I suspect some people will be extending their stays through July the 4th so that they don't have to, you know, camp out, I mean, pack up and miss out on the fireworks and all of that. So check it out, forkfest.party. We are going to be here until then, so come hang out with us. That's forkfest.party. Now, we're going to shift the subject here. I want to talk about something that it was first brought up a number of days ago, but we weren't able to find an article verifying it. We just sort of heard it from a libertarian activist here in, you know, New Hampshire, and we love talking about New Hampshire things. However, we weren't able to find a news source verifying it. Now we have one. Governor Sununu, Blue Nunu, whatever you want to call him, His Excellency God King Sununu himself, has signed a bill barring state enforcement of federal firearms laws.
Just in time.
So, the big meaning here, and I mean, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, is that New Hampshire is saying, dear federal government, your laws do not pertain to those people who live, you know, in the geographic area known as New Hampshire.
I mean, that is more or less the case, right? But it isn't that cut and dry, and that's why the Crypto 6 case is so interesting. I can't talk about the case or, you know, any of the details and all of that. However, the New Hampshire Banking Commissioner has stated before the New Hampshire State Legislature that, you know, this activity that we're accused of is not regulated within the state of New Hampshire.
Right.
So, and, you know, they fought a war over this in the past. It was called the Civil War, and the result of that was, oh, yes, the federal government is stronger than you, and they will force you to enforce federal laws. The marijuana legalization is interesting, and that's what I want to see. I want to see the federal government fight with the states over marijuana legalization, because technically, all of those states are violating federal law, like Colorado, Massachusetts, and they're all getting away with it simply because the federal government has decided it's not worth it to them to crack down on these states for it. They still do here and there, but it's not widespread.
And they could at any day in any of these states. So Washington, you mentioned Colorado, Massachusetts, any of these states where they've sort of legalized and you have recreational marijuana available, the federal government could at any time decide to come in and raid any of those stores or shut them down or all the things that they like to do.
And I don't think they would do it because that would put the 10th Amendment firmly at the top of the list for the liberals, who have always stood against the 10th Amendment. But right, suddenly you come in and you take their pot away, they're going to be upset. And they're going to be like, no, states' rights. The federal government just can't come in and say that they would be. They would be arguing for states' rights.
It would be nice for New Hampshire, just me selfishly talking, it would be nice for them to catch up to the other states as far as recreational marijuana goes. Even Vermont, I think this October, they're going to have recreational marijuana available. And so New Hampshire is going to be surrounded by states where recreational is available, just not in New Hampshire.
Didn't New Hampshire recently pass something, this legislative session, about marijuana? I know there were like 5 or 6 bills related to marijuana legalization, including one possible constitutional amendment. And Governor Sununu has repeatedly vetoed legislation that reached him. However, he's also changed his tune on it this year, saying, essentially signaling that he would change his mind if it reached his desk today. But I don't know.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I don't follow the legislative session that closely, even here in New Hampshire. However, he has, that's Governor Sununu, God King Emperor Governor Sununu, who writes His Excellency.
His self-proclaimed excellency.
He signed a bill barring state and local law enforcement from enforcing federal firearms statutes and rules Friday, handing a victory to firearms rights groups that have bristled at federal gun regulations. Now, I suppose that means that if a gun company here in New Hampshire, and there are gun companies here in New Hampshire,
indeed,
wanted to, you know, violate federal law for whatever reason, and they sold to a person here in New Hampshire, that would be interesting to watch that play out, because they can't, I mean, they should be able to, but the state of New Hampshire, until it secedes, it cannot tell the federal government, hey, no, you can't enforce your laws here. What they're saying is that state troopers and local police departments can't enforce federal laws, which they could have previously. If you get pulled over and you have a silencer and you don't have, you know, your federal paperwork in order, they can enforce that federal law against you. However, now they can't, and that's, You know, one of the few good things that Governor Sununu has done as governor, but it's not going to stop the FBI from coming into New Hampshire, unfortunately.
And not a moment too soon, because they are trying to pass some really ridiculous gun laws federally.
They just passed some federally, if I recall correctly.
Did they finally get signed?
Yeah, I think I don't have it in front of me, but I'm almost positive that some gun legislation was just signed recently by Joe Biden. It was House Bill 1178. Sununu created a new statute prohibiting any representative of the state or a political division from taking action involving any federal firearms law that is not consistent with state law. The bill prohibits state and local and other states, leftist states, are doing this in regard to abortion now as well. So it's the 10th Amendment is bubbling its way back up to the surface, whether people want to recognize it or not. Whether or not, you know, the state of Texas is able to pursue people who go to California to get an abortion or something like that. That's a 10th Amendment issue, and it's about to come to a head here in the United States, as well as this, you know, states pushing back against federal firearms enforcement. It's going to be interesting to watch this play out.
Yeah.
And it's not good timing for the federal government, considering all of the inflation, the supply shortages. To me, this is all the more reason that New Hampshire should have just seceded from the United
States. Wouldn't that have been nice?
Couldn't agree more.
Instead of saying, we're not going to enforce your laws, say, hey, your laws just don't apply to us. We're not under your thumb anymore. You go do your thing, and we're going to do our thing. Break up.
And you know, people want to say, oh, you know, it's the 4th of July is coming up, and Independence Day. Well, just remember what that is. That's declaring your independence from a government.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the most interesting hearings, speakers that we had at the hearing that day, was the British guy who came up there and said that, no, New Hampshire shouldn't secede because it didn't have the right. It was still a United Kingdom colony, right? It was still part of the British Empire, because its original secession from the British Empire was not recognized by the British government.
Who cares?
And that was why they had to fight a war about it.
Right, but I mean, like...
And they still didn't recognize the secession even after they won.
No, it carried on into the War of 1812, where they fought another war about it.
Right. And then they still didn't recognize after another war was fought over it. Turns out we still haven't been let go by the UK.
So this bill prohibits state and local employees from, quote, using any personnel or financial resources to enforce, administer, or cooperate civil disobedience written into law here in New Hampshire.
It's a beautiful thing.
It forbids them from cooperating with any law, act, rule, order, or regulation of the United States government in regard to, you know, firearm enforcement. They stopped quoting at that point, but that's what we're talking about here.
Stuff like that just brings us closer to actual secession.
It really does.
It's like a lightweight version of secession, right? But it's clearly a step in that direction. It's a recognition that the federal government is overreaching its bounds.
Right.
And I got to tell you, as someone who loves and is devoted to peace, I am really happy to see this. Because if you don't have this, and then you have the federal government moving into New Hampshire and trying to enforce this, it's going to get a lot bloodier.
Absolutely. There is more coming up here about secession and firearms enforcement. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. This is USA Radio News. Turkey is lifting its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO.
They have a lot of very advanced capabilities that they're now going to be able to devote to the alliance.
White House security spokesman John Kirby said it'll make a big difference in expanding and increasing NATO's reach. Kirby is with President Biden during NATO meetings in Madrid. The government is working hard to improve weather forecasts.
Government officials engaged two new supercomputers this week to help improve weather forecasting. The computers named Dogwood and Cactus ranked among the 50 fastest computers in the world and will help deploy more advanced realistic climate models. This is good news if you live in a region that experiences extreme weather because the new systems are able to respond faster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $365 million. Good luck if you're one of those lottery players out there. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I want to say thank you to Ellen Blanchard, who is yesterday's amplifier. I did not get to that yesterday. I'm sorry about that. That means Ellen is a member of the Amps Prepping Company at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, that's the best way to support the show if you value the ideas of liberty. You might also want to sign up for our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of getting censored on Twitter and Facebook and all these other places, well, join our social media server where only we can censor you. Yep. And, you know, surprisingly, we do get requests from time to time to censor people. And usually I end up responding to these before Ian happens to see them. And I just click the resolved button and that just makes it go away from the dashboard or whatever because I'm not going to actually take any action against it. There's one guy in particular who just regularly gets reported, not by users of our social media server. This is a new thing that Mastodon rolled out, apparently, where someone on server A can report to the admins on server B something that the user on server B is doing, rather than one of their users being reported to us or whatever. They're reporting this completely different Mastodon server is reporting our users to us.
Okay.
I'm not part of your network or anything, but you should totally change this for me.
Yeah, I mean, and the most recent one said, Christian slash Nazi. That was the reason for the report on this person, was that he's talking all this Christian stuff and he sounds like a Nazi. And I looked and I was like, well, nothing this person has said is even remotely bad, right? There was another one who got promoted for, who got reported to us for child pornography. So I was like, okay, if there's actual child pornography on our server,
that's something
to actually take care of before we get, federal crimes charged against us. But I looked at, first of all, this user, not even on our server. Second of all, we are federated with that server, yeah, and that's why it was brought to my attention, I guess. Second of all, not posting child porn. It was posting hentai, which is Japanese, cartoon porn, but it wasn't even porn. It was distasteful what the person was promoting, and I wouldn't have been promoting it. But there was nothing, it wasn't pornographic, and it certainly wasn't illegal. Why are people wasting my time with this? Yeah. I don't care.
Your network or their network, but I want you to know what they're doing on their network.
That sounds like a Karen moment. I just want somebody to take care of this thing that I don't like.
It's insane, because the whole point of Mastodon, it's not to... it's like as we talk about here on Free Talk Live. You can have a libertarian society that is fully authoritarian. You can have a libertarian Nazi society. As long as everyone can leave that society if they so choose and they voluntarily join, they want to, like we do know people who want to be under a Nazi regime.
And they should stay on Facebook.
Yeah,
why are these people coming over to our server?
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
You have to do a thing to get on our server.
Well, they're not on our server. They have their own server, and they're federated. They're connected to our server.
But why even be involved in Mastodon in the first place? If you had no problem with all of the censorship, why didn't you just stay there?
Because they want to be the ones doing the censoring, and Mastodon gives them the authority to do that. We also have a chat server. You can find that at chat.freetalklive.com or matrix.lri.fm. There's so many URLs. Chat.freetalklive.com, though, it's very similar to Mastodon in that it's federated, it's sort of decentralized. Sure, we're in charge of the Matrix server, and we could censor people. We just won't, right? It's very similar to how Library can censor people on Odyssey. They just don't do it. You got to trust the people of Free Talk Live and whether or not we're going to censor you if you say something we don't like. We have a pretty good record at this point of not censoring people, but hey, you shouldn't trust us.
With the exception of the FCC required censoring.
Yes, well, we
can't do anything about that. As a radio program, we have to, limit the cussing and some descriptive things.
Right, because otherwise we get kicked off of radio stations. If we have people on here who are cussing, we get kicked off of radio stations. That limits our ability to reach people with the ideas of liberty. And we don't want that, right? We want to reach a larger audience.
If you can speak about it like an adult, no topic has been taboo.
And if you can't speak about it as an adult, just join Freer Talk Live, which is sort of hit or miss these days. We really need to have a new episode of Freer Talk Live. I'll talk to them about that when I get back into Keene, I guess, because it has. I think the last one was when Conan and I ate the Carolina Reapers, and that's been almost 8 months, I think, 7 or 8 months. So we're overdue for an episode of Freer Talk Live. But there, if you can't talk like an adult, LRN.FM, we do, or Free Talk Live, we do have internet-only shows. Like, there was Hippie versus Nazi, where our own Rich Paul debated with Christopher Cantwell, right, who is now a political prisoner by the U.S. federal government for saying mean things on the internet.
Another Nazi.
Yes, to another Nazi. That was another, how long have you been a Nazi sympathizer thing? Because there were so many people who were like, well, he needs to be in jail, right? Because he threatened someone. I'm like, yeah, but that person he threatened was another Nazi. You can't have an opinion on the Christopher Cantwell situation, whether he should be in prison or should be free, without literally being a Nazi sympathizer. You're right on the side of a Nazi one way or the other. My opinion was he should be free. The Nazi movement, these Nazis that hate each other, they should be allowed to destroy their own...
To say hateful things to each other.
Well, even better, they should be allowed to destroy their own movement. Because that's what it was. It was the Bull Patrol versus Christopher Cantwell, the two bastions of the American alt-right, just whipping each other to shreds and destroying their own movement. I was there for it. I was in these Nazi chats at the time. I was loving it. I was like, yes! people were cheering me on.
Sitting back with popcorn.
The tranny and the Nazi groups, right? Like, on my SoundCloud, there's a bunch of my music, and then there's a vocal rhet from this very Nazi chat, where this guy was just flipping out that there was this tranny in the chat room, and no one seemed to be bothered by it, right? It's absolutely glorious, because they were too busy fighting between the Bull Patrol and Christopher Cantwell. By taking Christopher Cantwell off of the playing field and putting him in prison, the FBI literally aided and abetted the Nazi movement in unifying and ending some of its division.
Way to go,
that.
Federal government.
Right.
And they did it for political reasons. He's a jerk. I mean, there are stronger words I would use to characterize Christopher Cantwell, but I love the dude. I respect the dude's willingness to say what he believes, and I don't believe he belongs in prison for making empty threats that he would never... I've met him. I've been to his house.
Yeah, the problem with most of society is that they won't stand up for people they don't like.
Right. Well,
which is how we keep society, is you go, yeah, I don't like that, but I still need to hear it. I need to hear things I disagree with.
Otherwise, you cannot have your mind changed, right? If you go into every discussion or every disagreement thinking, I am right and I cannot be persuaded otherwise, you're not intelligent, you're just closed-minded.
Yeah.
And it could very well be the case that all of 100% of your beliefs are correct, but you have no way of knowing that until they've been tried in the crucible that is the public forum.
And if you don't have that, then you can't stay sharp in the ways that you are correct.
Absolutely.
And as our own founder of this particular radio program said recently, that freedom of speech exists to protect unpopular speech.
Always.
Right. Well,
not
plenty of
popular
people have said
speech,
that. I want to credit.
Right. Okay. I'm saying he said it recently.
He did.
Right? And so it's been on my mind since I heard him say that.
Right. Ron Paul said it when he was running in 2012. I think he characterizes, we don't have the First Amendment to protect our ability to sit on the porch and talk about the weather. We have it to protect
exactly
people
right.
who say controversial things.
Right.
Right. If it's popular speech, it doesn't need protection. So if you're going to protect speech, there's only one kind of speech that needs it.
And that's the, quote, hate speech, realistically, that the people on the left want to outlaw. And, you know, as one of these people that frequently gets hate speech thrown at them, I'm not a fan of banning hate speech. If someone wants to say they hate me, they should be free to do that. So I know who to avoid.
And it's like, okay, sure, we can sit here and argue whether something is or is not music, but we're not going to shoot each other over how we feel.
Certainly.
Yep.
And I think more people should be able to do that. One of my favorite people is the Breaking Bread Village. You got to check them out. It's all about listening to people that you disagree with, because we're always operating, we're coming at things from a position of trying to change the other person's mind instead of listening to their side of things. There is more coming up here, though. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And as we've been talking about, we do run our own social media server. If you want to be free to speak your mind and to not worry about being censored or whatever, I had someone recently, the character limit on our social media server is also 1776, 1,776 characters. I think the hard limit that Matrix allows, I mean, not Matrix, is it Matrix? Mastodon allows is 5,000, and you can set a limit between anywhere from 160, which is what Twitter used to use. It's a standard SMS, by the way.
Have you ever run up against the 1776 limit?
No, but I recently received a toot, that's the Mastodon equivalent of tweeting, from someone that had to have been pretty close to that character limit. It was something about trans people. It was long, and I got to be honest, I did not read it. I said, okay, that's a rant. Moving on with my life.
I'm pretty sure that running up against the 1776 limit is what they call revolution.
Certainly. So check it out, social.freetalklive.com. That will step you through. There are a number of apps that you can use because it is decentralized. Like, if you want to use Twitter, there's only the Twitter app. And I think there is, I think Facebook has Facebook Lite or something to that effect, but it's still run by Facebook. You can't create your own application that is going to access your account on Facebook. You can't do that with Twitter or YouTube or any of these others, but with Mastodon, you can.
They can't have you collating data so that you see whichever posts you wanted to see.
Right.
They need to tell which posts you're going to see.
And as a result of that, I mean, there's none of these filtering options exist on our Mastodon server. It's not right. Like I can create all of these tags and say, oh, yes, if someone talks about this subject, I want that to appear higher in their timeline than others. I want to make sure they see this particular subject or that particular subject. That tool is not even used on our server. What you see when you go to your timeline at social.freetalklive.com, that's the most recent tweets or toots.
Right.
And there probably are ways for us to change that, but But we're not going to, because that comes too close to censorship and controlling what people can and can't have access to.
Right.
And we're specifically in the business of not
right.
doing that. And too many people, that is what they want. They don't want you to be able to say something that they disagree with. And to me, that's an insane of handling the world. If someone disagrees with me, I want them to be able to say it. Let's hash this out. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't like what you two are talking about. Somebody needs to get clubbed in the head or go to jail.
Certainly. I mean, there have been countless times on this show where I was arguing with Mark or arguing with Ian or arguing with someone where they put something in a way that I had just never heard before. And I was like, so, holy crap, you're right.
Yeah.
I was wrong. And this happened live on the air. I would so much rather that the division was like, no. Chris Cantwell, you're wrong. But, I mean, that's what Free Talk Live is, right?
I mean, every social progress that has been made in humanity or by humanity over the course of humanity's existence at one point was an unpopular opinion.
Very true. Like, even something as obvious to us today as the fact that the Earth orbits the sun, that was once an extremely unpopular opinion, and Galileo was put under house arrest by the Catholic Church for speaking that unpopular opinion, even though it was known by the enlightened, by the scientifically enlightened, because enlightened is kind of a loaded word. I wish I hadn't used it. But by the scientifically knowledgeable, back in, you know, the early BCE era,
does make your math easier for tracking where planets are.
It certainly does, yes. Except for Venus. But Venus is a weird little thing that wasn't really understood until the early 20th century, thanks to Einstein. But anyway, we were talking here about the federal firearms laws. Well, we weren't talking about the federal firearms laws. There were some recent ones passed. We'll probably talk about those tomorrow or at some point in the future. However, New Hampshire has passed a law codifying civil disobedience against the federal government. And that's how I choose to characterize this, because that's what it is. It's saying not only should people not obey these firearms laws, but it's forbidding local law enforcement, local agents of the executive branch in New Hampshire from cooperating with the federal government. And that's non-cooperation.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's civil disobedience.
Yeah, so if your state hasn't moved from, yes, we will pay our people to comply and enforce these laws, and hasn't moved all the way over to not only will we not pay them to do it, they are not allowed to enforce these. And if your state doesn't have something like this, you might want to consider moving.
Democrats, of course, had opposed the bill, arguing it would interfere with meaningful enforcement of firearms regulations. Now, look, if someone is planning or doing something bad with a firearm, that still falls within violation of the laws of the state of New Hampshire. There's no need for the state of New Hampshire to have the federal government's laws. If it's legal in New Hampshire, as far as I can tell, New Hampshire has the closest tolerable set of laws within the United States. It's not tolerable. It is tyrannical. You know, it is a state, and it is operating under the guise of the state. It uses force and violence to achieve its ends.
It seems to be the least bad tyranny.
It does seem to be. So if something is illegal within the state of New Hampshire, they can still enforce that just fine. The new statute will, of course, prevent New Hampshire state police and local law enforcement from cooperating in FBI or Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms investigations, such as the ban on bump stocks. So if the ATF or the FBI wants to investigate you for allegedly having a bump stock. Now, this was something, never mind. The Trump administration's prohibition on devices that allow semi-automatic pistols and firearms to fire continuously, similar to an automatic weapon. And I'm not a fan of bump stocks because I'm not a fan of giving away higher accuracy for an enhanced rate of fire, and that's what the bump stock does. To me, the only use for a bump stock, and I'm not a gun fanatic by any means, so yeah. I could absolutely be wrong, but to me, the only use you could get out of a bump stock would be like if you were firing into a crowd of people and you didn't really need accuracy.
What if it's that fifth SWAT team coming through the door? That seems like a good time to lose accuracy for a rate of fire.
I don't want to advocate.
I'm not asking you that question. I'm just pointing out, well, there are purposes for rate of fire, mostly
sure.
when you have a lot of easy-to-hit targets,
right.
And there are purposes for accuracy.
But in general, as a gun person, I think it accuracy is better than rate of fire under most circumstances. That's just my position.
And the point of all of this is that you get to pick which
absolutely.
You like.
Wait, you're a gun person? So you're half person, half gun?
A little bit, yeah. Well, that's why my federal restrictions are so...
50% Glock.
That's why my federal restrictions exist, right?
Triggered.
Not a lot. And the statute could prevent cooperation in the enforcement of proposed Biden administration rules and regulations against, quote, goat.
You know, that's got to be the least woke otherkin.
What's okay. that?
Oh, otherkin is where
I'm
actually
Well, I know what
an
otherkin
fox.
Is. I understand
no,
that.
No, if
what
you
is the least woke
as at least half gun, that's got to be like the
gun
least
person.
Woke otherkin.
Ah. So this would also include the ghost gun bans, because those are popular here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
These, what are they, 85% or 80%?
80% lowers,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Where you just buy this kit that's like 80% complete, and you just got to do like one or two things, so you got to like drill a hole or something like that. But ghost guns are, they're also millable. I know last year or the year before here at ForkFest, there was someone with an actual mill that was capable of creating these things, and it kept breaking down,
yeah.
But they did have it here. There was another guy over here this year. I tried to get them on the show. But every time they were available, I mean, they had other stuff to do during the day, like run their booth, so the timeline never actually worked out.
Yeah.
But there was a ghost gun sort of thing here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Unfortunately, this law does not prevent federal agents from continuing those investigations on their own or making arrests here in New Hampshire. That would be the next step along this slow path towards secession that New Hampshire is taking by passing this law in the first place. Is okay, no. Not only can our agents not enforce these laws, but you, the FBI, the ATF, you're not allowed to enforce these laws on New Hampshire citizens.
Yeah.
That's the next step, and that's a much bigger step. But and I ran on exactly that platform when I ran for sheriff, that, you know, the FBI would be trespassing in Cheshire County under Sheriff Aria Domestic.
Right.
They're not welcome here, and I will attempt to arrest them.
And that's a much harder argument to make, because there are a lot of people that still fundamentally believe that the federal government gets to order its states around.
Sadly, that is what they think. Firearms rights groups have endorsed the bill, even as some have expressed frustrations that the exemption reduces its impact. And that exemption is that as long as there is, quote, reasonable suspicion that the person is also committing an unrelated violation in state law or non-firearms related violation in federal. Good Lord. So there's some sort of weird, confusing exemption to this where under some circumstances they can assist the federal government in this. It's unclear. The exemption is definitely a problem, but the law itself is still fundamentally sound. That's it for tonight's show. Join our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com if you want to do that. And you can talk to us about this awesome little step towards secession that's been happening here. That's social.freetalklive.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.